Dr. James Kuhn from Farmingdale Dogs and Cat Clinic. We are so many questions about whether or not our pets can get the coronavirus. Do you have an answer for us about that?
We probably do. So we don't think that pets can get the coronavirus. There was one case in Hong Kong where it tested positive, like a minute amount, just in the nasal cavity and oral cavity. No animal has developed any signs at all in anywhere in the world that we've seen so far.
You know, a big concern, I think, myself as a pet owner is I'm always in proximity of my companions. You know, they're in my bed. They're on the couch with me. I mean, I'm probably more of I just let them do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those typical pet parents. But, you know, a big concern that we're seeing, too, is whether or not pets can be carriers of a virus like this. Like, whether or not, you know, it could be on their fur if they were approached or pet by somebody that may be carrying or somebody sick in the house. Are they taking that out there when they go out in the yard?
Sure. So pets may be able to act as a fomite, which is kind of like a transport medium, but other objects or materials are much better, like plastic, something that's not as porous, like animal hair. So I wouldn't be as concerned having someone around my pet. But if I was sick, if I was diagnosed with the coronavirus, we would want to make sure you stay away from your pet for a few weeks in the quarantine.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what they're recommending, at least the CDC.
That is really interesting.
I mean, they're non-porous, right? So it typically it would take, let's say, a coronavirus-infected zombie licking and caressing my pet aggressively, and then me picking that pet up, and then, you know, then I might get it at that point. But to be on the safe side, we keep them inside with us if we're not feeling well.
I was just thinking to myself, like, well, you know, God forbid that I end up being one of the people that has the coronavirus, then at least I could hug my doggy, and I could, and I could cuddle up with her, but I guess not.
Yeah, maybe not. And especially, too, if your dog happens to get sick with something else while you are quarantined, then you couldn't bring him anywhere. So we'd want someone else to be in charge really at that time.
Doctor, as more people are quarantined and getting ill, are you seeing an uptick in animals that are without shelter right now or that are coming in or are neglected at this point? Are you seeing any indication of that?
We haven't seen anything like that yet, thank God. We're actually just as busy as we usually are. So I guess maybe people are more at home hanging with their pets now and they're noticing things. So they're coming on in and we're going to stay open.
Dr. James Kuhn of Farmingdale Dogs and Cat Clinic. If people want to visit you online and get more information, they can head to farmingdalevet.com.
You got it.